We're here at the podtech.net Tycon 2006 podcast with Sanjay Cardavero. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John.
Sanjay, we're here at the kind of the global Tycon event. We've had great speakers here. You know, politicians, Howard Dean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the global community. It's been amazing. You're at Tycon Boston.
Tycon East. East, as it's called. This is we've had our own Tycon conference over the last 6 to 8 years, and beginning last year, what we've done is we've tried to position this conference as a Tycon East conference. There are about 10 odd Ty East Coast chapters. There's New York, Washington D.C., Atlanta, Carolina, and so on, and a couple of chapters in Canada, Ottawa and Toronto, for which this is going to be the umbrella event, wherein the Thai charter members are going to be participating in this conference. It's going to be held at the Heinz Convention Center in downtown Boston, June 15th to 17th.
Boston, great town. I mean, the summertime in Boston is great. You got the seafood, you got the great stuff there, so obviously everyone should be coming in. But it's a regional event, so the chapters all come into Boston.
Yes, that's true. Traditionally, before, what we used to do was this conference was catered to just the residents of Boston and the greater Boston area. And beginning last year, and more so this year, moving into a larger location, into a primetime location in downtown Boston, the Heinz Convention Center, we are hoping to attract anywhere between 1,200 to 1,500 participants for the conference. And this is Tycon East 2006.
Let's talk about Tycon and Tycon East in particular, and just some of the networking and what's going on. So give a little update, obviously, about Tycon East, and then talk a little bit about what's coming up at the conference.
Sure. So for people who've come to the Tycon main conference in California in the Bay Area, this is going to be similar in terms of context and in terms of content and in terms of the objective, whether you're trying to kind of network to raise your first fund, whether you're trying to kind of build a team for your existing firm, whether you're an investment professional trying to look for insight as to what are the latest trends in investing in India or elsewhere. This is be a great conference to attend. And to give you a flavor in terms of some of the keynote speakers that we've attracted, our conference is going to kickstart on June 15th, a Thursday, with Clayton Christensen, the Harvard Business School professor, who's kind of the guru on innovation. The conference itself is themed Innovating in a Flat World.
Which we as podcasters know because the world is flat when it comes to digital media.
Oh, surely.
And we push out the podcast to everybody.
And it obviously builds on Tom Friedman's book, The World is Flat. Tom was here at Tycon last year to talk about his book and the concepts there. So what we're trying to do in this conference is talking about innovation in a global world. And we're going to have Clayton Christensen, the Harvard Business School professor, kind of kickstart the conference talking about how innovation can be fostered in this new networked and new global world. And then in terms of some of the other keynote speakers that we have got a Friday night primetime event wherein Rajat Gupta, the former head of McKinsey Worldwide and currently a senior partner there, will be talking with Kofi Annan, the United Nations Secretary General. And we are having a couple of folks from the outsourcing sector, be it Sanjay Joshi, who is the head of Wipro Consulting, Ramadurai of Tata Consultancy Services.
We have all the luminaries. Some great luminaries.
Yes.
Innovation. I mean, what's exciting about Tycon and that I love is entrepreneurship always is my little soft spot in my heart.
Right.
But now entrepreneurship is just galvanizing it worldwide.
Right.
I mean, it's explosive.
Right.
And innovation, I mean, software development, I'm the software guy by background, it's changing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the feeling like in the Thai community back east in terms of like the excitement level, I mean, the innovation? Give us some feel for that.
Sure. As you well know, Thai is the largest entrepreneurship network in the world. We have 10,000 members around the world. We've got about 45 chapters in 10 countries. So this is definitely not a regional or a kind of even a U.S.-centric phenomenon. The entrepreneurship that you refer to is a global phenomenon, and Thai is playing a very significant role in fostering that entrepreneurship across borders, across countries, across continents. And where Thai comes in, the Tycon East is, again, for the folks who are in the East Coast, who for whatever reason cannot make it to the Tycon West, this is going to be a kind of a flagship event for them to be part of. And as I mentioned to you before, in terms of networking, either in terms of raising a fund, in terms of building a team, in terms of getting word out about their product or service, this is going to be a great platform for them to leverage. One other highlight of the Tycon East this year that we're doing, which hasn't been done before, we have invited a panel of young members of parliament from India, who are going to be, these are the next generation of leaders from India, who are going to be talking about the state of infrastructure and governance in India. to those, there's been a lot of talk about India recently in the press, be it because of George Bush's visit, the President George Bush's visit to India in March, be it the India Everywhere campaign at the World Economic Forum in Davos. There's renewed interest about all things Indian, and this is an opportunity for investors, for people thinking in terms of opportunities in India, to hear straight from the horse's mouth in terms of where these investment opportunities are, what is the state of infrastructure, what is the state of governance there.
It's interesting, the India in India right now, that it's exciting, and this is an exciting time because entrepreneurship has always been in the blood of everyone in the Taikon community.
Sure.
I mean, that's like, they breathe entrepreneurship.
That's true.
But now with the globalization, I mean, the recognition in how with broadband, this is an exciting time.
Yep.
And for these events, they become a great place to network and also help find, you know, potential management team, other entrepreneurs. Sometimes companies just start up because you get a couple entrepreneurs who bump into each other.
yes, very clearly. And it's such a rich network, and there is this whole kind of spirit of generosity within the Thai community. In fact, it was all founded by when Kanwal Rekhi, Suhas Patel, and a couple of others founded Thai back in the early 1990s. It was, these people had kind of made it big with their ventures, and then it was in the spirit of giving back to the community that this whole organization was founded. And the budding entrepreneurs or investment professionals, there are
the young leaders, the young entrepreneur leaders, as well as the government leaders, are going to come together at your event.
Yes, and we are very much looking forward to this event. Something like this has not been done before, either at the main Taikon in California or at the Taikon East before. So this is something that we think would provide a great value add to people who are considering coming to the conference.
So for the folks out there right now who are on the fence of coming in the Taikon chapters, what words would you say to them about coming? Come on, just get up and gum, or
no? Again, in terms of just the value that they're getting for their investment, the conference itself is, as I mentioned to you, June 15 to 17, and in terms of their investment and being able to kind of make it to the conference, the potential value that they can generate by these relationships, by hearing thought leaders in the various domains, be it broadband, be it life sciences, be it the wireless. We've captured...
It's inspirational, and it could be actually good operationally for them at their businesses.
You've said it correctly, John.
Okay, come get inspired, Taikon East in Boston, and I'll see lobster, clams, great seafood.
Yes.
You know, and the weather will be good. Hopefully it won't be humid.
That's true.
Sanjay, thanks so much, and we look forward to Taikon East.
Thank you, John.